Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. If you normally try to find these live, definitely running late today. I had a great time at the Respect Life prayer dinner sponsored by Michiana Right to Life last evening, and has spoke at chapel here at the Michiana Christian Academy this morning. And so just trying to fit all the pieces together. Got a truck that blew up, blew a water pump out, and dealing with hassles of transportation. And but anyhow, all of those aside, it's a great, beautiful day. God is continuing to show His love, His mercy, His care for each one of us. And we're talking and praying this week about living with faith and what it looks like to take the seeds of faith which have been planted in our life by God Himself, which are nourished and watered and pruned by God's Spirit so that it grows. And different aspects of that faith growing in our life. Today, we want to focus in on living with a powerful faith and looking at a list of things that were accomplished by faith that, frankly, I look at and I say, that's incredible. In fact, some of the things I look at and say, I would not want to be involved in that. That's too big. That's too much. But it's the same faith that did the things that we're going to read about that resides in us. Hebrews 11, verses 33 through 34. Go through the entire chapter of Hebrews 11 and discover all kinds of faith stories. But speaking of people of old, it says, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. A powerful faith exhibited by people of God throughout biblical times, a powerful faith exhibited by people of God today. And I think as I look at all of that, and so much of it stands out, and I think we can identify specific Bible heroes that some of these characteristics apply to, of shutting the mouths of lions, of quenching the flames of a fiery furnace. Think of Daniel, I think of his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those who escaped the sword, those who God raised up to lead armies who would be victorious against enemies. But there's a line in there that I think might be the most powerful line of all. The line we probably miss. It doesn't sound so huge. It doesn't mention lions or flames or swords. In fact, it mentions weakness. It says faith whose weakness was turned to strength. You see, that's the faith that God wants us to live with, a powerful faith that doesn't rely on our strength, but instead allows God to be shown and made strong in our weakness. The book of James says that Elijah was a man just like us. Nobody out of the ordinary, other than he chose to live with an extraordinary faith. And this person just like us prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. And again, he prayed that it would rain, and the rain came. Now, I remember as a very young child reading that scripture and hearing that scripture in Sunday school and thinking that I was going to muster up all of the powerful faith that I could summon within my little body. And if Elijah could pray that it would not rain, and Elijah could pray that it would rain, and the rain came and went based on his prayers, and I was praying for snow. Another snow day. Cancel school. Stay home and play. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors. Now, I have to tell you, there's not one time that I can recall that my faith was powerful enough to create a snow day. Now, it may or may not have been my faith. The issue was more about my motive. You see, when Elijah prayed that it would not rain, it wasn't Elijah's idea. When Elijah prayed that it would rain, it was not Elijah's idea. Both of those were instructions from God to pray, calling upon the God of heaven to shut up the heavens as a sign to the wickedness of King Ahab and Jezebel and the prophets of Baal and all who worshipped the false gods. We find the story following that the lack of rain was not only difficult on the pagans, it was not only difficult on the idol worshippers, it was not only difficult upon the evil, it was difficult for Elijah. And as much as he may have liked to have rain in the middle of that, even just a spotty shower that settled in exactly where he was, that's not what happened. It wasn't until God said it was time, and God showed himself to be strong and faithful and powerful. And as God sent fire to consume the altar that Elijah had raised to him, he said, "Rain's coming." You see, this faith which is powerful is a faith which believes and acts according to God's will. It's a powerful faith when we pray for a person who needs to come to repentance, because we're praying a prayer that God wants to answer, that we know is God's will. And it may take months. It may take 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Our timetable isn't nearly what God's is. God views things in the perspective of eternity, and if it takes a person's entire lifetime for the faithful prayers of someone to lead them to respond, there's still an eternity beyond that for them to live. And so in our weaknesses, it's our faith that becomes noticed. When God takes and calls any one of us to do something that we say we can't, and that yet by faith we attempt it, he's the one that's noticed. To say, "I can't visit someone," and yet God continually calls you to do it, it's by faith that visit becomes powerful. When God says, when you say, "I can't share with my coworker, my fellow student, about Jesus and how he helped me," but by faith you do it, it's that powerful faith that allows him to work when you can't. It's in our weakness that our faith is not only made strong, it's most noticeable. And so today, as we spend time praying, we pray about not that God would remove our weaknesses, but that his faith would be seen strong through them.
Anna is on her way back to class.
And as we live life, we discover a life lived in faith is a powerful life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to experience a growing faith, because it's by the seeds of your Spirit, of the blood of your Son, that we've been washed clean, that faith has been given ground in which to grow. And your Word and your Spirit nurture that faith. And we experience times in life where we have to live by faith. We have to put it into practice, and it stretches and it grows. And Father, as our faith grows, we learn more and more of what your will is. And so often that will is not about where we eat or where we go to work, but it's about who we share Jesus with. It's about how we live faithful lives. It's about how we love and show mercy and kindness. It's about how we forgive and how we are forgiven. And so God, today, help us to be more aware of our weakness, of our many weaknesses, those things that we try to hide, those things that we try to keep others from seeing, those things that we just pretend aren't there, that we put on that bold face and act tough when we know we're not. And so, Father, instead of trying to cover them up, may we rejoice in our weaknesses. May we acknowledge our weaknesses. May we fill our weaknesses with a faith that then becomes powerful. As you do the work, as you get the credit, as you receive the glory. And so, God, in the midst of all of the anxiety of life, Father, in the midst of my anxiety over this whole truck situation I've got going on, and just really helpless to do anything about it, may I have a greater faith that you are working this out, and that somehow it will be better than I ever imagined. And whether that better than I imagined looks anything like I want it to or not, that I would trust you. And Father, in all of life's circumstances, may we turn to you. And may we believe, but Lord, help our unbelief. Increase our faith. And as our belief and faith are increased, and as they grow, and as we represent Jesus more clearly, may we lift him up in our weaknesses so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.